We are back with more of Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. German-born artist Iris Heusler will tell you that she grew up in a house free of any objects of curiosity. As one of nine people in a busy household, Heusler was often left to her own imagination, and one of the ways she amused herself was by creating narratives for imaginary people. And that early experience directly feeds into her installation currently on view at the John Michael Kohler Art Center in Sheboygan. Apartment 4 is an immersive experience. The installation contains everything that makes a house a home, and it tells the public and private story of nurse Florence Hassard, a French immigrant who arrived in Milwaukee in the 1920s. The life of Heusler's character plays out in a series of rooms that invite guests to make themselves, well, at home. Heusler now makes her home in Canada, and in this edition of Radio Chipstone, she spoke with contributor Jennifer Fields via Skype. Heusler explained that while Florence Hassard is a product of her imagination, she's very real.
When you go into the apartment, it's almost like a showroom. It's almost like not lived in. It's very sterile. So the idea was that she would basically pretend a life there, but in the back rooms, her emotional life would play out. So the first five rooms basically are created in collaboration with the Chipstone Foundation, who was amazingly involved and sourced all this period furniture and period items and, you know, the reference objects of a nurse in the First World War and so on. And then the studiolo, where basically normally nobody should come in because the landlord, she had said, you know, this is a former winter garden and storage and you can use it as storage, but, you know, you live here. That was the place that Florence would then choose to basically indulge in her emotional trauma.
It was traumatic because I remember walking in there with my friend and thinking, I don't want to stay in here too long, but then forcing myself to stay in it because it really felt like I had no business in there, that there was something in there that was going on that I was not supposed to be a party to. And while I could feel like the emotional part of it, all that was going on in my head is that you should probably get out of here. Like, I don't even know if they meant to leave that door open. You shouldn't be in here. It felt like this person was denying themselves something in order to create these things. Like the tub not being, you couldn't use the tub and you couldn't get really portable water to drink. And it was nothing necessarily comfortable. But then there were these, you know, bright swatches of windows. So there was a need for light, but not necessarily wanting to bring the things that were in that room out into the daylight.
It's a woman who basically has nobody to turn to with her trauma. So she lives it out, but she feels the isolation about that. She is basically somebody who is not in a conversation with the outside world and a community. She went from France to leave the old life behind and the old world. And she thought she can make a new life, but her demons came with her.
They always do. Demons always do. But it really felt like these demons were big. I remember big pieces of fabric and big things in that room, but also big things that had been scrunched up in that room. And then when I saw where she possibly laid her head to rest, I almost started to cry because it really felt like this person felt like they did not deserve more. She believed she didn't deserve the comfort of a bed to stretch out in. It really felt like somebody that just was doing the best they could do, but the best they could do from the outside looked like they were suffering.
It's exactly that. She would have had available a fresh bed and, you know, a kitchen, everything she wanted, but she was restraining herself, almost punishing herself for having the life that others were not able to live. And these big pieces that you remember, the fabric, it's probably what you saw where these coats and these dresses that she painted with oil paint from the inside. And when I look at these paintings that she did there, first of all, it's so awkward because it makes these dresses and coats almost appear like leather. But secondly, these stripes and lines that almost meander like lines on a map that shows the heights of a landscape or so. It also reminds of inner organs and the texture of of a human body that is skinned, that is showing just the inside, right? Like a dressed body, so to speak. And I think, yeah, she created those things, but then she even still suffered of them. It was perhaps a way of self-therapy in the earliest development of what we now would call art therapy, but it was not accompanied by a professional, and it didn't offer her a solution. There was not a solution. So in my perspective, she basically has her own skin that is wounded and vulnerable, and then she creates these coats and dresses that are a representation of second skin, like, you know, the clothing. And the third skin basically is architecture, is the inside of a room that becomes enshrining her. So there is no, as you said, there is no escape from or no solution for her pain. And it's even the question, is this pain self-indulged? Is it, how solicited is it?
When you talk about the clothes being, you know, the painted as intestines, the idea of clothing being a second skin, the architecture being another skin, it really does put that picture of you as a kid playing with entrails in a bucket, almost like your demons haven't left you either. Almost like that's still sort of a part of, like, you, like, on some level, you're having that experience connects you to her.
You are now touching on a topic that I also find really interesting, and that is the big question that we always have. How far are our artistic works biographical? Because you're basically the first person whom I told that thing with the buckets, with the abattoir, with the slaughterhouse. And the reason is I know that my biography, and there's more to it because my brother died of a violent way, and it's terrible. But the thing is, I allow myself to draw from these topics, but I want my artwork to not represent Iris Heusler's biography, but rather be a canvas for other people to resonate with their own experience, their own memory, their own traumas to it.
All right, I'm going to say something that may be hard for you to hear, but I'm going to say it. How can I? I'm just going to talk. I don't know if this is going to make any sense. But that really makes me feel like you want to be left in your own little world. You know, you want to have that creative freedom. And so you're inviting people to project their own experience on the work, right? It feels like you're still trying to protect that space. Like you're still trying to protect that personal, private headspace where you can do anything you want to do. But once you bring anything to light, you become the subject. You become the catalyst. Like you're the spark for all this. So with that comes the attention. It's almost like I know you want it both ways, and I think you can have it both ways, but it just feels to me like there's still some push and pull with that wanting it both ways. That whole idea of being invisible and being able to do your own thing and be in your own creative space, but you create these installations that people are just basically walking through your brain. They're walking through, you know, your ideal of who these people are and what this space is to be. And that may be the craziest thing I've ever said. I'm not quite sure.
Wow, you're right on. As every living being in the world, I want to be seen, but I don't want to be recognized.
Material culture contributor Jonifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. This week, Jonifer spoke with artist Iris Heusler. There's a link to more about Heusler's exhibit at the John Michael Kohler Art Center in Sheboygan at wuwm.com.